This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some of us have exciting stories to tell from the weekend. Now, I'm going to start with you, Chase.
Because, here we go.
Amy, you have not looked at his social media page. You don't
know.
No. Okay. I didn't look at it. I saw it yesterday. Maybe you didn't post it up till yesterday.
Tell us
about what you did this weekend.
Okay, well, Kelsey posted this online. It was a really nice surprise for my mom and my sister. Mm-hmm. Went over to my sister's house yesterday. They said they wanted to talk about the wedding. They said, bring the guest list over. Okay, I was like, I don't know where they're going with this, but sure, whatever. Went over there, went in, and they had my niece practicing with the flower petals, throwing them, little fake ones.
Aww. She's going to be the flower girl.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then they had like a mini cake set up there with two things of champagne for us. And then they had her with like a little, they got her a little veil thing. And they got me a little hat with a little fake tie. And they said, y'all can go ahead and, since we didn't really get to celebrate your engagement big, they said we're going to do a little thing now, and they had champagne, they had a little cake we cut.
That's adorable. That's so sweet.
And yeah, the pictures, she posted it up late yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, they're drinking champagne, feeding each other cake. And
it was very dry, the champagne, I'll be honest with you. I drank it, I was like...
I need some of this cake to wash it down.
That's right.
About half of this cake.
That's really nice.
Yeah, so right. I asked my mom, I said, did you make that cake? And she goes, look, I got home late yesterday. Yeah, that's the first thing she goes, it's carrot cakes from Walmart. Enjoy it.
Oh, carrot cake's so good, though.
Well, so that's his weekend. Now over to you, Amy. I want to hear all about it.
I'm talking to this guy on Bumble. And we had made plans before, like very loose plans. He had said to me, last weekend, do you want to like go out on Sunday? I was up in Lynchburg on Saturday. I said, I'll be back on Sunday, either late morning or early afternoon. He was like, cool, we'll meet up. And then of course, like we had been like texting back and forth, but no official plans were made. So he was hungover on Sunday and I was under the weather as well. I was hungover on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And so when I texted him, it was like 2 or 3 afternoon. He was like, oh, I was going to ask you to lunch, but, you know, I already went to eat. And I was like, okay, thanks for thinking. I don't know what to say. I was like, all right.
How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I'm like, okay. So then he's like, you know, I would really like to get together. What works better for you for this weekend that just passed, Friday or Saturday? I said Friday. And of course, like we're texting back and forth all week, and things were kind of hectic for him. He had some stuff going on. So again, no official plans like, hey, Friday at 8, we're going to be here. And so Friday at 5, I was like, I guess I'm assuming we're not going to meet up tonight. He said he got stuck in work. And
this needs music.
I agree.
Is there anything sadder than me getting played via text message by somebody I don't know? He goes, I got stuck in work. Which, wouldn't you tell somebody, hey, I know we're supposed to get together later, but I got stuck in work. But if I get done, you know, I'd like to meet up. Which,
right.
I'm not waiting around to see how it's going to play out. So then he texts something about the weather, and I didn't respond.
Oh.
And like...
crazy weather we're having.
And like 3 hours later, I had texted him something. He goes, oh, there you are. I was going to ask you to go get a drink, but you didn't reply. I'm like, why wouldn't you just say... I didn't reply to your weather comment. I'm like, what is this? And I just like, all right. I just said, gotcha. I don't. And I don't understand. I just don't. People just texting you to death all the time. Like, I don't need a text buddy.
So had you and this gentleman actually spoken at all?
No, it's all just been via text. It went from Bumble message to then we exchanged numbers. It went to text message. And it's been 2 times that he thought about asking me to do something on days that he asked me to do something.
Well, I was going to ask you lunch, but I already ate.
But I already ate. Thanks. I know we're never going to hang out on Sunday, but I already got lunch and I thought about you, but
I didn't.
Which, I'm like, okay. And at cool. this, if, listen, if I want to date somebody, I will say, and I've asked a guy out before. I don't care. I'll be like, hey, do you, I, you know, we seem to have a connection. Do you want to grab dinner, sushi at 7? I don't, why is that hard? And I take it as you're not that interested. You just maybe want a little bit of attention when you're bored. You have time. You want somebody to say good morning to and good night. Like, I don't need good mornings. I come in here and say good morning. I got it covered.
She looks like she'd make a good big spoon.
That's our week. There's a guy on the line who wants to chime in on this. Yes.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I wanted to pass a little message on from Amy. I was listening to y'all earlier this morning on the way into work, and she was talking about the guy that texted her. You know, that is a big pain. I deal with that all the time. I've got women calling me all the time. They don't call. They just text and set up a date, and they never show up. If they're not interested, you know, they need to just quit it. But Amy is a good-looking woman.
Well, I only post the good pictures. You don't. Dale and Chase know the real me.
Yeah.
You ought to see her right now.
Yeah, I haven't washed my hair since Wednesday.
But, yes, you're a beautiful woman. Don't ever think you're not, lady.
Thank you. Well, you know what I say?
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye, man.
Bye, baby. It's
me and him. 8 billion people in the world, and nobody likes us.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.